Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference. All kinds of pictures, they can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're gonna let us play and advertise, that's probably gonna be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you wanna make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkward. XXX.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully, we'll see you online at Awkward XX. Common Confidential, Sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, right up our alley. But still, the six washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later. So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like you kind of saw it in movies. You're like, oh, it's a penis pump, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7, and I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player, and it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. We do 3 minutes of pumping, and then we do 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all. It's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX. You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Class, along with my wife, OnlyFans model, and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Class. We're here to get the awkward stuff out of the way. This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening again to another episode of Awkward Pillow Talk. And I love this type of episode that we're about to go on because for some reason we don't get to do enough where we're talking to other
creators
and OF models. And I know that like you got into this to like talk about your anxiety and shit.
Right.
And community is a great thing for you too. But
absolutely,
damn, after like carrying the creative side of this for like 3 years, it's nice for me to have a little community.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
Even if I'm a guy and the majority of these people are women that I'm talking to,
right?
I still feel like I relate quite a bit.
For sure.
And so I'm excited today because, first off, if I've got to put an accent as number one on my fuck it list, it is Australian.
Yep.
And I've not landed in Australian yet, but I will fucking fight to the death to make that happen one day. And today we are talking to Rachel, who could possibly be my fight to the death one day. Rachel, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you? That was such awesome. A good introduction.
I never know what I'm about to say until it just comes out.
I never know what he's going to say, and I just sit here just as surprised as him.
Yeah, so it works out like 90% of the time.
Yeah.
So, Rachel, thank you for coming, and thank you for being the first official Australian in Australia. We had our...
Naomi,
who was an Australian but living in Europe. So, unfortunately, that cancels her out of being the authentic Australian on the show, so... Congratulations, Rachel.
Yes.
Congratulations. Now, how long have you been a creator, Rachel?
Only for just over 3 months.
Oh, wow.
Three months.
So
All right.
Very long.
So you're a baby creator. That's awesome.
I am.
We don't get to talk to baby creators very often because, you know, I feel like it's one of those things where people jump into this and they automatically want to hide right away, right? They're immediately like, no, I'm going to do this on my own. I'm going to, like, you know, go shoot pictures of my crotch in the closet.
Yes.
Make sure that nobody knows what's going on. And I feel like that's probably a big reason why a lot of the newer creators don't take off faster. You know,
right.
You don't want to put yourself out there too much. You don't want to have to, you know, you don't know who to ask. You don't know the questions to ask, much less who to ask the questions to. So we always try to, like, I don't know, give advice the best we can.
Right.
Unfortunately for us, most of the time it has come back and
bitten us in the ass
by people like stealing our ideas. But, you know, I don't feel this way about Rachel. You know, I feel like I don't think Rachel's going to do that. So we'll spill the deets to Rachel. But Rachel, tell me a little more about, you know, so you've been in it for 3 months. Is there something that got you into it in particular?
So I've been thinking, like, considering it for years. I've always been a confident person. I work in the beauty industry. I've run my own business for 7 years, and I've built my own, I don't know, like, little following of women, and, like, women look up to me because they just think, you are so beautiful, you're so confident, I want to be like you. And I don't know, I just got to a point. I'm like, I just want to do it. Like, I don't really have a reason. I just wanted to do it. It's not even because like, oh, I really need the money. It's just because I wanted to do it because I feel good about myself.
That's a good reason.
Because I ran my own business for so long. I started off as a makeup artist. So I am doing weddings. So I've done a lot of work with modeling and photography. And
so you're ready to go. You're in this.
Yeah.
You obviously have a heads up. So 3 months in.
Yeah.
But, like, you know.
Really, years.
Years of experience.
Right. Yeah.
But.
Yes.
I get that.
I think. And I just.
Go ahead.
Just, like, naturally with my personality, I'm a little bit flirty and, like, naughty. So I was like, it kind of gives me, like. Because I have a husband and he's down for it. At first he was a bit like, whoa, like, what are you doing? And I was like, it's just fun. Like, why not? Anyway, he's in on it with me now as well. But just like a really good, safe outlet for me to just, like, be myself in another light, more discreetly kind of thing. So,
it's just
been for the fun of it.
I get the, you know, the getting to be yourself thing, and just, you just wanted to do it because you wanted to do it. That's as good a reason as any.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody always feels like, oh, there's got to be this. Oh, we did it for money. We certainly didn't start it for money when we did it, because I was doing just fine.
Right.
At this point, we are definitely doing it for money.
Yeah. Yeah,
just in case anybody's like questioning, like, hey, do I give them money or not? Like, no, this is our job now, so give us money.
When we
started, it was just for fun, and then we like it started becoming like fun and we could actually make a living off of this at the same time.
Right. Yeah. Like it just kind of was like a slow progressive, like, okay, we can make, you know, enough to pay for a little fun stuff, and then it just like kept taking off and we're like, okay, well shoot, like,
and we I feel a little bit like that. Because, like, yeah, you have to put in consistent effort all the time. And because I do run my own business, I'm a mum as well, I get really, like, worn out and tired of talking to multiple. Because I'm a beautician, I talk to people all day. I hear all about their problems with their partners and their life and whatnot. So it does get, like, a little bit exhausting at times. But then I do see the money that comes in. I'm like, I've actually killed it for the first couple of months. I've done quite well. I'm like,
congratulations.
I just will keep going. And because, you know, I would actually love to ditch my job that I do working from home to do this full time. I would actually love that.
It's the best job we've ever had, but it is equally the most stressful. I mean, just this last month has been another one of those ones where it's just like,
it wears on you.
It is just come down so hard on us because we've lost our Reddit account again.
Yeah.
Which was it's just, and it's a full IP ban.
So
we can't even open up a new account. It just automatically bans unless it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
I keep appealing it, but like that was one of our bigger sources of advertising. Yeah. And we felt that hit. Like, I mean, it's been a significant reduction in earnings. So it just,
Though we're grinding just as hard and working just as hard as we, you know, if not more, and it just takes that toll on you, and you're just
like, I feel like you always get to that point as an entrepreneur, whether it's in this business or any business, where you're like, why the fuck am I still doing this? This feels like I'm just treading water. I'm not making any progress, but something in me is telling me that I have to keep doing what it is that I'm doing. I feel like it's those moments that you push through and that becomes, you know, amazing, you know?
I can 100% relate to that because I've been doing the ride as well. Yeah, 100% can relate what you're talking about.
It just, it's stressful. It wears on you, but you just keep pushing because it's what you got to do. So
I'm going to keep testing, you know. Let's see if this is the right thing we're supposed to do or not, you know? No, that didn't
back
work.
Off,
let's
back off,
back off.
Yeah.
But,
well, I know what you're saying with the Reddit thing, because I've just recently, like I started, when I started this, I just went straight to Reddit, but it's been very, very slow. But I've found my little niche pages now, and all of a sudden it's just like, boom.
Yep. Those niche ones will get you, and like it's either you find them and it takes off, or you know.
Oh yeah, it's wonderful, but I mean, we had such a good thing going for a while where like we would post, and it was like I could almost guarantee 40 subscribers a day from this method that we had, and then it just all started falling to shit.
Yep.
So that was paid subscribers at the time. Like, I mean, it was nice to be able to be like, we can count on this money, you know?
Right.
That lasted a solid like 6 weeks.
I mean, better than 1 week.
Better than 1 week. But then it was like, oh, we lost that platform. Oh, we lost this platform. Oh, cool. Now we've got like, nobody is going to let us advertise now. Like, how the fuck do we survive?
Well, you know, I hope you get it sorted.
Yeah.
Who fucking knows? I'm over it at this point. This is my advertising now. I'm just taking it into my own hands.
Yep.
I don't need this shit. I'll cause enough of a stir. Maybe somebody will post me on Reddit.
There you go, maybe.
For talking shit about Reddit.
And then get back on Reddit. Maybe.
It'll come back to me as some sort of, hey, he's trying to evade some sort of ban by talking about it.
Maybe.
So, on your page, I do like to try to give people an idea of what they're going to get into when they try to subscribe to your page. So, is it paid or is it free?
Well, it's free at the moment.
Okay.
I've been trying to work out if I keep it free, because I just noticed I get a lot of time wasters. Whereas when I had it paid, they would still happily keep paying. But then obviously when it's a paid account, the subscriptions drop right down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm still trying to work that one out, but it is free at the moment.
Well, for what it's worth, if you'd like my opinion on it at this point, it's ever-changing. It is ever-changing because I don't feel like there's ever
there's no correct method.
But I hate it when I see people go from free and they have like 1,000, 2,000 free fans. And then they're just like, I'm just so frustrated because these 2,000 free fans have not spent any money with me.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to change to paid.
Yeah.
And now I've got two fans that I can message. I would much rather have the ability to message 2,000 people my pay-per-views than to message it to the two paid people. Regardless, I mean, even just playing by pure statistics,
someone will buy something.
2,000 is going to be better than two, you know?
Right.
And as far as, you know, the time wasters and stuff like that, you've got to figure out a way to protect yourself on that by knowing how to send out a litmus test earlier.
Yeah.
In your messages, essentially.
Yeah.
If somebody's trying to message you is, you know, sexting or something like that, then you need to know, hey, within these few messages, I'm going to send out a picture message or something like that. And if they don't unlock that, this conversation's done.
Right.
And if they don't catch that hint, then I'm going to very plainly tell them, hey, I don't have these conversations for free.
Right.
And these guys will steamroll you. They think that you're, you know, they think
they have the upper hand on you.
But you need to keep in mind, especially when you're the real one talking, right? A lot of these, I mean, I'm not talking bad about whoever does it, but there are people that hire bots, you know, that answer these pages.
Yeah.
Those bots do not have any sympathy or any emotion whatsoever.
Right.
You know what I mean? When they're dealing with your customers. So why should they be able to get more money for you than you should be able to get for yourself? You need to be able to delegate or sell yourself just as well as somebody else would. Does that make sense?
That's right.
I mean, it is a business. Like, yes, you'll have people that come in your store or whatever and maybe just look around, whatever. I get that. Walk out without paying anything. But if they're serious, they'll come and spend money with you.
And you can take notes on it early. I would take notes earlier rather than later because once you start building up a bigger fan base, it becomes a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
It's my bad. I'm not organized at all, but she is. Yeah. And she got in way late in the game on my organization for shit. And
I have to, like, redo it all and figure it all out. Figure the mess out that you created.
Fucking rat's nest.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, so at the moment, my page is free. So I do have a VIP page too, which I only just started a couple of weeks ago. So that one's actually starting to pop off a little bit now. So I'm
all right.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's what a lot of people do too, is they'll have a free one.
Yeah.
To kind of like funnel everybody into the VIP thing. So I'm like, it's smart. Yeah. Like, I get it. But it's for us so far. Like, we have one through the podcast that's free. We're trying to still work that one. The funnel is a little bit harder to funnel. So.
Yeah.
We're still working on getting all those people from that one to
We've over-funneled ourselves at the moment. I think we've reached a point of stasis. But
they don't know where to go.
That's okay.
But then, after that happen, you work it out.
Yeah, it's all right. We'll just keep talking about it here, and hopefully people will find out that if they want to find the really good stuff that we make, they just go to onlyfans.com/Stephanie Klass.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't drop that nice and subtly at all.
Hey, I do that stuff too. That's what I do on TikTok.
yeah, for sure. I mean, that's all you have to do. I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
TikTok's another one I got to get back on too. I keep trying, but like, we got it up to like, 40,000 at one point? 40,000 followers? And then it got taken down.
Yeah.
And then we got it up to 20,000. And then it got taken down. And now every time I look at TikTok, I just want to cry. Because it's just like all that it's work really that hard. We put into it each time.
Yeah.
And you got to pay like, you know, your dues. Okay, here's 10 really good videos that nobody's going to see before.
You take off.
You know, not even if you take off.
Right, if you take off, right.
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
It is very exhausting. I mean, same thing with Instagram, same thing with Twitter. Like, it's like you put all your good stuff out there and then nothing. And you're like, okay, so yeah. Then you kind of reel it back and you're like, okay, maybe you don't show as much. Maybe do more teasing. Nothing. And you're like, okay, now I don't know what to do. Like, there's no right or wrong.
Everybody goes through these phases, though. And right. I think it's good to talk it out loud because I think, you know, sometimes it's a mental wall. Sometimes it is the economy. Sometimes it's whatever.
Right.
But just being able to vent about it too is just
helpful.
Well, it's really nice that I go through the same things as you guys.
Yeah.
But it's normal. It's normal.
It is.
It really is. Yeah, it's but it's good to know that it's not like, okay, maybe I'm not crazy. Maybe
it's not you
happening to everybody. It's not just me. So it's like, okay, it is good to talk about it and know that it's not, you're not alone in it. So
So Let's talk about Australia for a second.
Yeah.
Bluey is one of my favorite cartoons. Bluey? Is that just like everywhere there too, or is that just like an American sensation?
No, it's an Australian sensation as well.
It's amazing. It's fucking amazing.
Amazing. Our kids are almost like way too old to watch it, and I'm like, it's okay, you can still watch it. I don't mind. Like, go ahead.
Yeah, that's a great one. So I don't know the layout of Australia, but are there any cool animals near you?
Well,
like in the wild?
Like that you could just like run across.
Yeah, I have kangaroos in the backyard. We live out in the bush.
That's fucking awesome. That's what I wanted to hear. Thank you.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't know what answer I was looking for, but kangaroos in the backyard is definitely.
We've got the kangaroos, we've got the spiders and the snakes and the cane toads. What else? Foxes aren't really Australian, I don't think. But we got foxes.
We are in the Australia of America, which is Florida. But I've always wanted to visit Australia because I have like a hard time not touching animals. You know what I mean? Like
in Australia.
I just want to pick them up, you know, and just it's probably not a good habit, but
no.
I think it's
Would you punch a kangaroo in the face? Like, is that does every Australian know that you need to punch him in the face? No?
No, I get asked that all the time. When I go on TikTok, they're so fascinated by it, but you do not go near the kangaroos because they will attack you.
Oh, shit.
Just the big boys.
Okay. All right. That's good to know.
No, we don't.
You would have gone up to a kangaroo.
Well, we had a kangaroo petting zoo we used to live near Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And Nashville's zoo had a kangaroo like petting.
Yeah.
So like my only experiences with kangaroos are like this pregnant kangaroo laying across a path trying to get her stomach pet.
Right.
You know, so I'm like, yeah, one of those things came up to me. I could punch it in the face, no problem.
Well, you wouldn't try to punch a pregnant one.
Well, if I had to, I'm just saying I could.
Yeah. Like,
but then I saw that one dude, and they're like,
you're in the middle of the lake.
Yeah,
you
know, they're all buff and shit, like trying to drown your dog.
Yeah, no, that's not true. I mean, I guess it's kind of like alligators, you know, like you just leave them alone.
That's true.
Just don't touch them.
Yeah. It's a goal. Yeah, I live in Florida, but it is still a goal of mine to fucking wrestle an alligator.
I wouldn't suggest that.
I will do that. I don't need your negativity. Okay. I'm looking for solutions. Okay.
I don't want the hospital bill.
Look, under 6 feet, I think I can do it.
Under 6 feet.
It doesn't need to be in the wild. Like, it can have its fucking mouth taped shut. Like, it doesn't need to be authentic.
Oh my goodness.
I just need to say that it needs to happen. Like, I want to roll around in the water once with an alligator.
Doing
just,
barrel roll?
Yes.
Yeah, make friends with someone that runs a zoo or something like that for them to allow that.
Yeah, see, now she's giving me solutions. These are the solutions I'm looking for, not her negativity that we had earlier.
Oh man, I don't want to be near it.
Have you gotten to visit the U.S.?
No, I've not been out of Australia.
No,
I want to get there one day. One day it will happen.
That's cool.
Well, I feel the same way about Australia. Yeah. It is literally number one on my bucket list.
Yeah.
Now, I heard as well that it was, we're going to backtrack off of that last subject. I heard that women in Australia are much more likely to agree to a threesome.
Sorry, they're much more likely to what?
To agree to a threesome? Is that correct?
I don't know. That's not actually something I've heard, but I wouldn't put it past
that, that's
most
a statistic
of
that I... If you Google it, you know I'm what? Like 50% sure you're going to find that fact.
Australians are, I reckon, really prude. Like, do not like to be open about being sexual. And that's why I actually get judged so harshly because I'm so open. Okay. And they think, you're just like that because you want attention. I'm like, no, I just don't care what you think. Like, I'm just telling you how I feel.
Exactly.
That's beautiful, first of all. Awesome. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
That's what we are learning. It is a wonderful thing to finally just embrace and be like, fuck y'all.
Like, I don't care. I mean, like, we don't go around flaunting it, but like...
That's right.
I can't say that I'm not disappointed to hear that you're saying that Australians are prude. That's like... it's a pretty big blow to me. I'm not going to lie.
I
assumed
strange.
If I went over there, I'd be able to clean up, Rachel.
I'm sure.
I think you would are. Because you're American, but if you were in another Australian dude, they'd just be like, oh, you're just a sleazebag or something like that.
Okay, so I need to... Do I go
Australians
with this accent,
also...
or do I go... Would you prefer a more southern accent? If I want a little more southern for you?
No, I like your accent that you have now. I think it's cool.
My normal one's fine. I can go, like, Boston. We can go, like...
The Wicked.
We can go New England style, you know? Start dropping our ass. No?
No.
Okay,
no,
we'll keep it how it is. That's fine.
Australians, yeah.
I just want to make sure. I want to make sure that when I get there, I've got the best chance possible. So
I think you would, yeah.
Okay. That's good news. Right. That's good news. Let's plan a trip.
When?
Whenever somebody from Australia wants to sponsor my trip out there. You know?
Okay.
Awesome. Well, I forgot what I was going to say. I had something cool I was going to say. It was Australian related too.
Uh-oh.
How good is that? It's just the best one that happens.
Yeah.
I was like, my mouth was open. It was like...
It was there.
It was coming out, and then it just fucking left me. But...
I have no idea where you were going with it.
I don't either.
Well, I will say, while we're on the topic of animals in my backyard in Australia, I have basically what's the word? We've got wild animals, and what's the other... What's the opposite to wild? Captive. My captive animals.
Okay.
I've got chickens. I got horses. Cats, dogs. So I've got 21 animals all up.
How many chickens do you have?
7.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
6 hens and a rooster.
How many? Is that the most chickens you've ever had at one time?
Yeah.
Oh, the most we've had at one time is 60.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that definitely won't be happening here.
We went a little crazy. Have you heard of chicken math? Is that a thing in Australia too? Or you're like, just one more chicken doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
Just one more is not going to matter.
Well, that's why I have so many animals in general.
Yeah. It definitely works like double for chickens, but she worked at a farm supply store.
Yeah.
And she was like the chicken lady.
Yep.
So like she'd call me and she'd be like, hey babe, like, they got these baby chicks they're trying to clear out, and they're only like 25 cents each.
And I get a discount. So I'm like, I'm bringing home 10. And he's like, okay, right. Whatever.
Yeah, like 60 chickens, 2 goats.
Pigs.
2 pigs.
4 dogs.
4 dogs.
I love that.
Oh my.
I love it.
It was too much. Way too much.
Now we live in paradise and do not have any room for
anything.
We have
1 dog and 2 cats.
We got dolphins in our backyard and sharks
sea turtles.
In the front yard. So.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Dolphins are really all around us, but
yeah, they're everywhere.
They're pests.
Alligators.
Yes.
The dolphins are pests?
Yes. They're pests.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Like, why?
No basis for that. I was just waiting to see if you were gonna agree with me.
No, I was like, I don't understand why. They're cool.
Just wanted to see how you were gonna respond. I don't know.
Cool.
Pokey.
We got the possums here in our backyard.
That is true. We do have our own version of the marsupial here.
Yeah.
Possums.
I have picked up the American marsupial possum. It did not like it.
It did not.
It was not a fan.
It was mad. He was mad. She
was smiling.
Because she was screaming at you.
She was like playing dead. She wasn't doing anything. I posted it up on Facebook and it got like 5,000 plus likes in some
group. It was wild.
It was funny.
Yeah. I posted carpet like, snake once. We had a carpet snake. My husband doesn't like snakes and he come out one night, he's like, oh my God, there's a snake out here. So I came out, I was like, oh, it's just a python, it's fine. And at the time, I did have my little boy on my shoulder and he was probably like maybe just two, if that. And I come out and I'm holding on to him and I was like, oh, it was slithering up the side of the wall and whatever. I was like, I'm going to touch it. And yeah, I touched it and it bloody jumped off and leapt at me. And hit my hand. I just, I had to run. But anyway.
That's not for me. Yeah, no. I don't like snakes. I don't like spiders.
I like touching things too. But pythons, they're not poisonous, so it's fine.
Yeah. That's true.
I stepped on we have these things called, is it glass snake?
Glass lizard?
It's a lizard, but it's called a glass snake.
There's
it's
no
basically,
legs.
It's a lizard without legs.
It's weird.
Yeah.
But I stepped lizard. On one. I stepped on one today that was just not very happy with
me. He was not happy.
And it was very weird. Barefoot, you know, and it tried to come back and bite my foot, but it doesn't. They don't really hurt. They just like.
So it did bite you.
Yeah. Well, it tried to, but like.
You gave it a go.
It doesn't have. I don't think it has fangs.
I have no idea.
I think it's just like a lizard mouth.
I don't know. I've never gotten close enough. I see it.
It bit me that one time. Remember? And I had that one that I picked up over there. I can't not pick things up. It's just it's who I am. It's
fine. Is it?
I mean, it has been so far.
Yeah.
I like it.
I tried to pick one up out of that pool. Remember the one I picked up out of the pool that bit me?
Oh, yeah. I almost pissed.
Yeah. That was an actual snake.
Yeah. That was a snake.
I didn't even think twice, though. That was my problem on that one. Like, I looked and I was like, I'm pretty sure that's not poisonous. And then I just went and grabbed it.
You drove your hand in there
and it just like
attacked.
Yeah. But I followed everything that Steve Irwin had ever fucking showed me. Okay. So, like, other than I wasn't like, oh, she's a beaut or anything like that. But, like, I knew where to grab her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she turned around and bit me.
Yeah, she got you. But you were all right. You were all right.
Jeez. Yeah, well, we'll see.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, I'm going to do it again.
He's going to do it every single time. Every single time he'll do it.
Yeah, I was trying to teach until the lizards will, like, bite onto your finger and hang on.
Yeah, they don't like that.
Yeah, they're not. They're not fans of it. But...
No, it's not for me either.
They're just what it is. Well, I think this is a good place for us
like to
ask? Oh, I do like to ask, but they will not air this on.
They will not air this part.
This will be a part that will need to be heard on our individual pages.
Yeah.
But I do like to hear the answers.
Yes.
So,
They're awkward.
They're awkward, of course. Well, there. I have one. What's the other one?
I don't remember. You always have two. You always say, I have two questions for you.
I do, and I forget the other one, but I do have the first one. So the first one is this. The first one is, do you watch porn?
I have not watched porn since I was, I don't know if this is like good or bad to say, but a teenager.
Okay.
I mean.
18, got it.
All teens do it, sure, 18. 18 plus.
And when you were watching it, then what was your style? What was your go to look for? That's my question, really.
Well,
is,
I like did
to
it with boyfriends.
Kind of what's...
So I never
you saw what they saw.
Okay,
yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, that's kind of how I am. I'm like, watch... I don't really. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to watch it back then when we were younger, but I guess like getting older, I don't know. We just learned our own things and had fun. It's just, I don't know, there's never been a need for it. But obviously now I do watch it a little bit now. But it's not really even to get off or anything. It's just, I'm just looking to see what everyone's doing.
Right. That's kind of how it is with us lately. Is like,
that's how we are. We don't really watch it for enjoyment.
Pleasure.
At this point.
Yeah. Just...
But that's why I like asking the question too. Because I feel like everybody has their own thing that gets them off, right? Or their own way of thinking, whether it's porn, whether it's erotica, whatever it might be.
Touch.
There's just a lot of different ways to answer that question, and it's always awkward. Like, I've never asked that question and had somebody just like answer it immediately. Everybody pauses for a second.
They have to just like stop and think. Like, they're like,
I wanted to answer you immediately, but then my first thought was, is it appropriate?
that's definitely part of the awkwardness too, though.
Right,
it's,
right.
It's, it was something we don't talk about, which is funny because, I mean, fuck, it's what we get paid to do.
Right.
Essentially.
Yeah.
But,
yep.
You know, it is still one of those taboos, and it's...
That's what we're trying to fight. Yep. Is that stigma and that taboo of it, so...
Yeah, I'm really open. I don't think there's... I don't know what you could ask me that would actually make me feel uncomfortable about answering.
Okay.
So, are you swinger at all, or do you do any of that kind of stuff on your page, or is it all solo?
The thing is, because I'm married, so we've been together for 16 years. So I was 16 when we got together, and my husband is not like me at all. He's more of a jealous, which is not like a negative thing. Everyone has their things, but he just doesn't like to share.
Okay.
In saying that, there have been two occasions, one recently and one like I was probably 18 or 19 at the time, where we've had sex with our friends in the same room.
Okay.
But he would never.
That's still fun, though.
It's like, but like really good friends. I don't know. Yeah, and people who are open like us as well. So you can do that shit and then it not be weird. It's just like, oh, that was fun. Anyway, we'll do that again another time and then just carry on.
Exactly. Like, yep.
Because you know how they say don't fuck your friends or whatever, like you make it weird. But I don't know. It's not weird with some people.
Yeah. No, I mean, it definitely can make it weird with some people, but then there's other people that you're just like, okay, like, that's fine. Like,
yeah.
Move on. See you next week.
I think it depends on how much they weigh sex on their, social scale.
Yeah,
is how much it, allows it to affect our relationship, essentially.
Yeah.
You know, like, they don't care about it. If sex is just a thing, then it's like, hey, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I agree. Hey, do you mind me asking how old you are, Rachel?
Pardon?
How old are you?
32.
Well, she said 16.
I assumed, but first off, I'm not good at math, so I went to 34 in my head.
No.
But you're right, it is 32.
I am
now that I'm going back.
She is right, yeah.
But, and your husband is the same age?
He's 2 years older than me.
Okay, close enough. Close enough. So I fully believe in the dirty 30s, first off.
Yeah.
I believe there's a transformation that happens in mid-30s that is just fucking amazing. So, I think, don't hold off too hard for him, I guess. I think he'll come around eventually, hopefully, those dirty 30s. But I think it's cool, though, even if you're able to explore it and just do, same room stuff.
That's still fun, too.
Yeah, I think it's important for people to hear that, there's different ways that you can enjoy shit while staying within your own boundaries.
Right.
There's no wrong way to do something. As long as everybody enjoyed it and everybody was stoked about it, then fucking do it. You know what I mean?
It doesn't matter. Like, I mean, they say that, like, being in, like, the lifestyle or being a swinger is, like, there's a huge, like, spectrum of, like, what defines that as far as, like, that aspect goes. And it's, like, you don't have to be full swab. Go whatever. It's like you could just be in the same room as somebody else and still have fun, and they would say like, yeah, okay, you guys could be swingers. I mean, you don't have to label yourself that, or you don't have to say that, but like, like I said, it's just, it's whatever you want to define it as, if you will. So which is cool, like that there's no like rule book or like guidebook. It's just like whatever is fun, just make it fun and have fun.
Agree.
I think this is a good place to end it.
Yeah.
So, Rachel, go ahead and give us your link so that people can come and find your page, please.
It's Rach with 2 A's, Kelly _. I'm so sorry. My voice just went so croaky just then. It's Rach with 2 A's, Kelly _30.
Okay.
For my OnlyFans.
Everybody, make sure you go check it out. We'll make sure we have those links in the description of the video as well, along with Steph's onlyfans.com/StephanieClass. Or you can check out our VIP page, which is The Classroom.
Yep.
lots of shit on there. I've uploaded like 107 videos within the last week.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Because I have an archive of the last 4 years of stuff. Also, yep. Make sure, if you have not gotten a chance, please go and give us a rating on the podcast. We could definitely use it.
One, yeah.
And Rachel, thank you again. I love your friggin' accent. Yeah, I'm gonna be thinking of it. Maybe I need to have you like do some voiceover work for Steph sometime. We'll give her an Australian accent.
That'd be cool.
Bluey style.
Bluey style.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to do this. I really appreciate it. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a blast. Yeah. Absolutely. Hang tight with me while I hit stop on this. It'll be a few minutes after we hit stop for everything to upload, and then we'll be all set. All right. Thanks again.
See ya.
So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And that's exactly
take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. So, you know, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, the Summer's Eve products, you know, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve.
Right.
Or Spring Blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like, uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you know, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself, too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
Works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, you know, take away that natural
flavor,
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code StephanieClassX and get yourself. So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like, you kind of saw it in movies. You're like, oh, it's a penis pump, you know, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, you know, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, you know, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7. And I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then maybe 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And, I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. BathmateDirect.com/StephanieClassX.